This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban said Friday their fighters had captured five major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including southern Kandahar, western Herat, northeastern Khahar-i-Nau, southern Lashkar-Gah, and strategically important Ghazni. The first forces of a Marine battalion arrived in Kabul on Friday to stand guard as the U.S. speeds up evacuation flights for some American diplomats and thousands of Afghans. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said some elements of these troops are already in Kabul, with the remainder expected by the end of the weekend.
The troop movements that we mentioned yesterday are happening as we speak. Three battalions are preparing to move from their current locations in the Central Command Area responsibility to Kabul.
The temporary buildup of troops for U.S. evacuations highlights the stunning pace of a Taliban takeover of much of the country, less than 3 weeks before the United States is set to officially end nearly 20 years of combat in Afghanistan. U.N. agencies on Friday warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Afghanistan as Taliban insurgent advances heightened the country's crisis. The World Food Program's Thompson Feary told a U.N. briefing that they fear the worst and a larger tide of hunger is fast approaching.
The conflict has accelerated much faster than we all anticipated, and the situation has all the hallmarks of a humanitarian catastrophe.
More than 250,000 people have been forced from their homes since May. 80% are women and children, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Thousands of people are rushing from rural areas to the capital, Kabul, and other urban centers in search of shelter. Many reported extortions by armed groups on the way and having to dodge improvised explosive devices along major roads.